Summer semester is in full gear online here at Ball State. Administrators and staff and colleges and universities globally are working out what to do about fall semester. Another week has passed, so what today will fall semester look like in Muncie? Returning for another weekly update about Ball State and its pandemic plans is University President Jeff Mearns. Welcome back, sir.
It's good to be with you, Stan. How are you?
I am well. Thank you very much. Some of the points we'll cover today we've covered before, but time has passed, and so there's been some movement on budgets and plans. And we know that in a letter to campus on Thursday, you explained more detail on some of the budget challenges ahead. Last week, we talked about the two main sources of income for the university being at risk for reductions because of the pandemic, and those would be the state appropriation based on the state budget and income from tuition. Tuition income is tied, of course, to enrollment, and that's perhaps easier to monitor when compared to the state appropriation for fiscal 21. So where do those two elements stand today?
Well, enrollment is easier to monitor, and we're doing it on a regular basis. In fact, every Thursday morning, I get a detailed report about enrollment. I'm pleased to say that summer enrollment, which in the summer term is underway, is comparable to last year, and I'm grateful to all of our faculty and staff who helped convert what were scheduled to be on-campus classes to fully online. So the entire summer semester is online. We've also been monitoring enrollment or registrations for our returning students, both undergraduate and graduate, and they're comparable or even slightly better than they were at this time last year. The area where we're seeing some concern and where we need to do even more focus is with our freshman enrollment. Now, part of that lag is as a result of delaying the confirmation deadline. It's typically May 1st, and we've delayed it to June 1st because we know that high school seniors and their families are facing unprecedented challenges and stresses themselves. So overall, I'm encouraged, but much more work to do in that area. But we are well positioned to do that work. On the state appropriation front, you may have seen and your listeners may have heard that the state revenues in April were down. Again, that was primarily due to delaying the deadlines for income tax and corporate tax returns for the filing of those returns from what would have been the typical date in April to sometime in July or August. But clearly the state budget is going to be under some stress, and we hope to receive some guidance from the state budget agency within the next few weeks about what we can expect with respect to our state appropriation. I know Governor Holcomb and many members of the General Assembly understand the value of continuing to invest in education and particularly in public higher education.
Ball State, as you have said, has built up reserves for a rainy day, and it's pouring outside. So how much do we have in that account, and how much are you prepared to withdraw from it?
Well, it is raining, both literally and figuratively, today. And our reserves are actually in various accounts, and I don't have the figures right here with me. But those reserves have enabled us to maintain a strong credit rating. They've enabled us to plan and execute long-term projects like the two residence halls and the dining halls. So we almost always avoid using reserves to supplement our operating budget.
Should the university have to borrow money from a line of credit, when would you know that, and how much would that amount be, and for how long?
I don't anticipate that we're going to need to draw on that line of credit. If we do, it will only we'll need to repay it fully within a year. So it really is there as a backstop in the event that there's a short-term emergency, that there's just a temporary dip in the resources that we have available to support our operations.
Early retirement or phased retirement is a subject that comes up, pandemic or not. That could be a way for the university perhaps to save some money, is to at least bring up the topic of retirements and perhaps avoid layoffs. Where do we stand with that?
We presently have a phased retirement plan for our full-time faculty, and we know from time to time, several faculty members take advantage of that option. We will, in our June board meeting, we will be recommending that the board expand that program to also allow full-time staff members who are interested in that phased retirement option. And it allows us to, over a period of time, transition. It allows us to retain the expertise and the experience of our faculty and staff while reducing some operating expenses based upon personnel. So I anticipate that that will be a tool that we'll use as we manage our way through the current challenges.
There's some tough news coming out of Kalamazoo, Michigan, where fellow Mid-American Conference school Western Michigan University announced a 20% budget cut amounting to $45 million to $85 million, and hundreds of layoffs. How does Ball State compare to those figures?
Our challenges are not nearly as pronounced. We are not anticipating budget reductions in that magnitude. And, you know, we're fortunate that our finances have been managed prudently for many years, for decades. Also, Indiana is in a stronger financial position than most of our neighboring states. And so that's a good thing for us. I have great respect for my colleagues at the other Mid-American Conference institutions, and I'm confident that they'll be able to overcome those challenges. But as I said, the challenges that they're facing are more pronounced than the ones that we're facing here at Ball State or in Indiana.
To close today, you happen to have an anniversary that you're celebrating. Is that correct?
Yes, May 15th is the 3-year anniversary of my first day on the job as the president of Ball State. Certainly in the last 3 years, some things are very different. That day, back in May of 2017, it was a sunny spring day, and I spent time walking around campus delivering chocolate chip cookies to a campus that was filled with faculty, staff, and students who were taking summer courses. And today is rainy and stormy, and the campus is quiet, and everything is online. In those same 3 years, most everything is the same. Most everything is good. Beautiful campus, dedicated, talented faculty and staff. Students who, while studying online, still bring that same sense of purpose to their educational experience. We still have 190,000 loyal, proud, and generous alumni and great community partners. And as you know, Stan, we have a noble mission, and that mission is as important now as it's ever been. In fact, I think it's now more important than ever before. And we retain and sustain commitment to our enduring values. Those enduring values have brought us through 2 world wars and a Great Depression. And I'm pleased that our faculty and staff, our students and our alumni remain committed to those enduring values. And that's what ensures that we will have a bright future on the other side of this pandemic.
Well, President Jeff Mearns, thanks again for doing this amid all of this chaos of the pandemic. We appreciate it, and it's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Stan, and be well.
Thank you. President Jeff Mearns of Ball State University, and happy 3rd anniversary to you. We've got another wet IPR forecast. Showers and thunderstorms likely today. We could see between 1/4 and 1/2 inch of rain today, with a high in the mid-70s. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.